time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mark and Elaine Carrillo, and we're going to talk Notre Dame Oktoberfest. Coming up September 30th and October 1st, lots of great things, lots of great food. Anytime you want me to go somewhere, you talk about food. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a great, this is a great fundraiser for the church, and they also turn around and give back some of the proceeds to charities. We're going to talk all about that. Mark and Elaine, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So let's dive right in, and we're going to start right out of the gate. Elaine, before we came on the air, you said this is the 100th year of Oktoberfest.
Well, we're celebrating the 100th year for Notre Dame Church itself.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yes. And so we started on June 20th of 2022 with an opening mass and everything, and it will go for, and we're celebrating for the entire year, and then we'll wrap it up with another mass on June 20th of 2023. So everything this year is based upon the 100th year for Notre Dame Church.
The 100th year. And mm-hmm. You know what? Looks pretty good for 100 years.
Really? It sure does.
I wouldn't have said they're a day over 70. Really.
Right.
They look pretty good.
Right.
But they've kept everything, you know, they've kind of kept to tradition as closely as possible. And did, you know, did the COVID years, because it all seems to blur through. The last two or three years, did we lose an Oktoberfest along the way because of it? Or
we did.
Did we?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
And that was tough for us, and it's tough for the community as well, because we do give a portion of the proceeds that we get back to the community. So everybody suffered during that time.
All right, so let's talk about the dates, of course. Once again, September 30th and October 1st, that's a Friday and a Saturday, and things are going to kick off on that 30th at 4 p.m., and they'll go to 10 p.m. They go to 10 p.m. both nights, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday you'll start a little earlier at 11.
Correct.
Let's give us the rundown for what's going to go on Friday night, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen on Saturday.
Okay, so the doors open at 4 p.m., and of course we have sausage and kielbasas and hamburgers and hot dogs, but then we have our smothered burrito dinner from 4 to 8. And then, of course, we have those games of opportunity from 7 to 10, or the adult games, you can call it, whatever you would like to call
from
it.
From 7 to 10, and then mm-hmm. that'll wrap everything up on the first day.
Correct.
And then you get started earlier on the first, and what's going to go down on Saturday?
So on Saturday, we open at 11. We do have the kids' games this year. We brought those back because we did not do them last year. And so the kids' games will be outside from noon until 5. We have adult supervision. We have bouncers, those types of things. So it's a lot of fun for the kids. Again, we have the sausage, kielbasas, hamburgers, and hot dogs, but then we wrap it up with the lasagna dinner from 4 until 8 that Sam Farlano cooks. That's always wonderful. And then we have those opportunity games again from 2 to 5, break for church, and then 7 to 10. And then we'll have the big opportunity drawing.
Big drawing there. So let's talk about that fundraising drawing and some of the prizes and some of the sponsors for it. Mark, if you will, run it down for us.
Well, we have some wonderful items. And we have Price Chrysler and Price Ford and Blue Diamond and that donated, and Community Sewing Circle, the Knights of Columbus, Book of Sales, Mitchell's Funeral Home, Carrillo Towing, Monty Hatch, Danny and Patricia Blatton, Original Creations, the Reverend Donald Hope, Hard Hats Furniture and Appliance, Oliville Gift and Furniture, and First Edition Auto Detail, Zaid Carrillo and Tony Basso. And we have a number of cash prizes, as well as other items like a broil grill and camp stove, Monty Hatch with his segment wood-burning bowl, and a bronze statue from Danny and Patricia Blatton, and some just wonderful prizes. Just wonderful prizes.
And, you know, we always talk about, and it doesn't matter if it's for this or if it's for another event, you know, Carbon County is, and well, in Emory County as well, if you are doing something like this, or if you're having a fundraiser or anything like that, they kind of just come out in the woodwork and give and help out. And
absolutely.
And you talked about the fact that, you know, last year, because of the proceeds that you had and the great turnout that you had, you were able to give more money than you usually do last year. And
Correct.
You're hoping to be able to kind of continue that this year. So who did you guys give money to last year?
So proceeds from our benefit then went to charitable and civic sponsors or organizations, I should say. So they were given to Carbon Caring for Kids, Carbon County Fuller Center, Castle Country Pregnancy Center, Good Shepherds. Those are the ones that we're actually going to give this year. Last year, once again, we always do the Pregnancy Center. And I'm not sure of the other remaining three. I'm sorry, oh, I'm blank on that. But we usually gave $500. We were able to, because of the generous donations of everybody last year and their participation, we were able to give $750 to each of those. And we'd like to continue that with at least that $750 or even possibly more this year.
To be able to do that one more time. All right, before we get out of here, I'm going to let you guys have the last word. Tell everybody when it is, where it is, and what time it all starts.
Yes, it's at the Notre Dame Hope Center, and it's right across from the Notre Dame Church. And so that's where everything will take place, and we'll be glad to have everybody come out and have a good time.
Oh, and we forgot to say we've got yummy goodies in the apple strudel, silent auctions, pastries, all of that good stuff.
You got to have.
And we do have carryout available as well. Even hesitate about that. We've got carryout available.
All right. So then, okay, so if we're going to do carryout, how do they do that? Who do they call as far as that goes?
So what they'll do is they'll just pull into the parking lot and tell us what their order is, and we go in and we just fill it right then, and they pull around.
Simple enough.
Yeah,
Mark
simple.
And Elaine Carrillo with the Notre Dame Oktoberfest coming up once again September 30th and October 1st. Thank you so much for coming in today, and thanks for bringing this event and having a good time with this one. Everybody should get out and enjoy this one.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, thanks for having us, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.